12 years ago, the Supreme Court ruled that states could not execute people who were, quote, mentally retarded. But the court left to the states how to define that. Well, today, by a 5-4 vote, the justices imposed some limits on the death penalty when it comes to the definitions adopted in Florida and a few other states. Here's NPR's legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.
The case before the court involves the brutal murder of 21-year-old Carol Hurst, a newlywed who was 7 months pregnant when she was kidnapped, raped, and killed by Freddie Lee Hall and an accomplice. Hall has been on death row for 35 years. He's faced resentencing twice in light of Supreme Court decisions declaring intellectually disabled defendants less culpable. Even after the Supreme Court outright banned execution of the, quote, mentally retarded in 2002, the Florida Supreme Court still upheld Hall's death sentence. The state court conceded that Hall has, quote, suffered from mental retardation his entire life, but concluded nonetheless that he did not qualify as intellectually disabled under the state statute because his IQ test average was 71. 1 point higher than 70, the widely accepted marker of intellectual disability. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court overruled the Florida court because it had failed to take into consideration the 5-point margin of error that scientists say is necessary in evaluating IQ tests. Writing for the 5-justice majority, Justice Anthony Kennedy said that intellectual disability is a condition, not a number, and a state that ignores the inherent imprecision of these tests risks executing a person who suffers from the condition. The practical consequence of Florida's rigid rule, he said, is that defendants who score within the margin of error, like Hall, are barred from presenting weighty evidence of disability. Such evidence would include school records and test results, medical histories, and testimony regarding past behavior and family circumstances, in Hall's case, horrific beatings by his mother because of his disability. True, Kennedy acknowledged, the Supreme Court 12 years ago left the definition of intellectual disability up to the states. But as University of New Mexico law professor Jim Ellis puts it,
today's decision makes clear that isn't a limitless power for the states.
Indeed, said Justice Kennedy, were the court to allow the states to define intellectual disability any way they wished, the court's 2002 decision forbidding execution of those with retardation would become a nullity, and the Constitution's ban on cruel and unusual punishment would not become a reality. Writing for the dissenters, Justice Samuel Alito accused the majority of failing to side with the standards of the American people and instead siding with the medical and psychiatric professions, which he said at best represent the views of a small professional elite. In Florida, Governor Rick Scott was not ready to concede defeat.
Capital punishment is something that's a solemn duty that I have, and I take it very seriously, but I'll review that case when I see it.
Scott's comments, however, seemed little more than an attempt to save face. Cornell law professor John Bloom.
Obviously, Florida is going to have to change.
And so, too, will Virginia, Kentucky, and Alabama, he says. Bloom, who heads a project at Cornell that monitors the death penalty nationwide, notes stark differences in results between those states like Florida that have a fixed statistical cutoff for IQ tests versus those that allow a range to account for the margin of error. In those states with a fixed statistical cutoff, the success rate for avoiding the death penalty is less than 5% versus 28% in states that account for the margin of error. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.